How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with Linda and Linda. You'll only get that joke if you're a regular listener. If you're not, you'll have no fucking idea what we're on about.
No way will you understand.
God, I've sworn in the first.
That's not very kind to our younger listeners listening.
No, I'm so sorry. Yeah, with their mum and dad.
With their mum and dad. You know M&D. What a family podcast this is.
This is a very family podcast.
And how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, but I told you what happened to me last night.
Well, oh dear. It's the title of the story. Dear, oh dear.
I hit a deer with my car.
As you termed it, you got it.
I tried to miss it and I got it. But it's really upset me because, like, oh, I feel really bad. I keep thinking, like, oh,
Bambi.
A, Bambi. B, like, are his mates looking for him?
Oh, his mates.
I think it was a girl because it didn't have antlers. Is that the rules?
I don't know. Do I look like I come from the countryside?
No, you look like you come from the city. You're a city mouse.
I'm a city mouse all the way. I've got, you know, a double iron crease on this shirt.
Your mum did.
Shh, please, Susie. the thing is...
so it was really horrible.
Well, of course.
It smashed up the front of my car as well.
Oh, no. Got your grates.
My grates? What's my grates?
Your grill. Right up in your grill.
Your grates.
What was I thinking? Like a grate on a fire, I was thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't drive a fire. You've been in the car. What are you on about?
I've been in your car. What is it, a Hyundai?
Hyundai i20. Thank you.
i20. Like an iPhone.
Like an iPhone, but not.
Do you remember when we were driving back the other day from...
No, I found it dull.
Stop it. From Hull. Wasn't it the one from Humber?
Yeah, I slept.
And then, yes, you did, actually.
Adorable sleeping princess.
Which was, I thought, a great compliment to my somewhat...
new driving skills.
Driving skills, yeah.
Yeah, I felt like you were... I wondered if you felt like a bit like a dad.
I did, yeah. And also...
I wish you'd picked me up and carried me up to my bed.
What? Where am I? I love that as a kid.
Oh, yeah, just being popped into bed.
Oh, I used to love the idea of being able to sleep easily, which I never could normally. I could never sleep as a child.
I can't sleep now.
Can you not?
Well, I couldn't sleep last night because I kept thinking about hitting the deer.
Oh, has it got a name?
No, I don't want to...
Bernard.
Oh, my God, poor Bernard.
Poor Bernard. What about when we were driving back from Humber and we were going along that darkened road and we... Oh, God bless.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, God bless.
Hay fever.
My hay fever's playing. Have you got it?
I think I've caught it from you.
Oh, it's very catching. And there was a deer that had already been run over.
Oh, yeah. That
it was
just...
it was like something out of a horror film.
Yeah, look, it was just sleeping.
If you sleep when you're in half...
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah, it was in half, wasn't it?
It was really disturbing.
Yeah, well, that was my issue last night because I, like, got out. I had to pull over at services and then look at the car to see the damage. And I was really concerned, like, its head was going to be, like...
Stuck in the grill.
Yeah, that was my issue. Or there was going to be blood everywhere, but there wasn't. Well, I assume it had a really quick death, right?
I imagine so.
I mean, this is such a dull... Not dull, horrible thing.
Horrible way to start, but it's life. That is life.
Life.
Oh, life. Oh, life.
I like when you're in the dark, especially when you're in the park. Such a bad song.
What happened to her?
She died.
Oh,
no, she didn't. She got hit by a deer. No, I don't think she did. She also sang that song from Romeo and Juliet.
Which one?
Dun, dun, dun. And, I can't remember how it goes.
I love that bit, though.
Yeah.
I think I do remember this. Wasn't there a more famous one? Oh, did she do that one? The slow one?
Yeah.
Great album she had there. Great first album.
Well done, Desiree.
Well done, Desiree. I wonder if she's on tour.
I wonder if she is. I saw Gabrielle on tour.
Did you?
Slightly different, but she had a great album. Took Mum.
She did. Was she winking at you?
She was. I thought she was giving me the come on.
Is there a rumour that she has nothing wrong with her eye and it was just a fashion statement?
Oh, I don't know. Like when Victoria Beckham pretended to pierce her lip.
And then
loads of people did it. And then she was like, it was fake. And everyone was like, you shouldn't pretend to pierce your lip because other people are going to do it. It's like, everyone's an idiot.
Don't do things you don't want to do.
Don't do things you want to do.
Yeah, don't be made, don't feel like, don't be pressured. What about Dido? What's happening with her?
I think she's on the way for a comeback.
Mm, it's high time.
I don't mind that album at all. I don't mind telling you.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What one is your favourite?
White Flag? White flag upon my door. God, we're singing. We are in a fine voice.
Fine fettle this morning.
10 a.m. Look at us go.
I tell you who I often think about.
Me.
And?
Yeah.
Natasha Bedingfield.
What is she doing? She's got to get through this.
I feel like she's got through it and she's now stopped. That's what I'm worried about.
What do you reckon her brother's up to?
I dread to think. But I imagine she did very well out of that theme song from The Hills. About that.
Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes, yeah. No one thought of calling it that.
What was The Hills song?
Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Looking up and feeling.
Yeah, we all know the one.
That one.
Yeah.
That one. Brilliant song.
Thank you, Natasha. Tash.
Tash. Can I call you Tash? Thank you.
A friend of a friend in the West Country had his girlfriend's name Natasha on his arm, and my friend Dan said to him, but what about if you two break up? And then he said, oh, then it would just say, nah, Tasha.
What? What, he put a hyphen in and that would make it okay?
Or like a comma. I always found it very funny.
That
nah,
is funny.
Tasha.
Nah, Tasha. Whereabouts in the West Country?
Somerset.
Mm-mm. How far are you from Somerset?
Somerset?
In Portsmouth.
Oh, like a good 2.5 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I do find that when I've been to Portsmouth, there is a slight West Country accent coming.
There is. It's like the vowels are a mixture of Cockney and farmer.
Yeah, there's a bit of farmer in there.
Yeah. Right.
Hampshire, I didn't know, had that.
Well, Tom, you're welcome.
We're learning all the time.
That's the thing, we are.
We are. Now, it's my birthday tomorrow.
I know, I've just given you a gift.
I feel like I want to open it.
Oh my God, open it.
Would that be great radio?
Yeah.
Well, I'm
something that's
excited.
Purely visual.
Yeah, there's a lovely card in here. Shall I do the card first?
Yeah, you can if you want. It is the polite thing to do. It's what we all learned from our mum and dads.
We all learned that, didn't we?
Yeah. Open, Thomas, open the card first.
Keep the card, otherwise we don't know who that's from.
Yeah, that's what we'll carry on.
All of that sort of business. Oh, what a lovely card.
Oh, Tom, you're right, it is.
Oh, a lovely balloon on it. Reminds me of Phileas Fogg, my favourite brand of crisps.
When I was
growing up. A red and blue hot air balloon saying happy birthday.
Imagine it was something really offensive.
It's pretty offensive, yes. Oh, lots of love, Susie. Oh, what a lovely thing to put. And then there's a gift.
There is a gift. Which, of course, we all know is the most important bit.
Which is the best bit.
Love it.
And a gift receipt, everyone, so I can take it back.
Well, you know what he's like. You all know what he's like, don't you?
Charles Tirrett, it says on the back and on the tissue paper here. Oh, I love a bit of Charles. Oh, I think this is going to be... Oh, I think this is going to be something lovely, you know.
I think he might like it.
Oh, my goodness.
I spend enough time with you.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what it is, but I want it. Oh, it's lovely, Suze.
It's a paisley pink tie.
It's a paisley pink tie. What a lovely gift. I don't have a pink tie.
I know you don't, because I spend that much time with you. I was like, he has an orange one, he has a brown one.
You do know that. Oh, Suze, it's lovely.
Oh, good. I'm pleased you like it.
Oh, I might put it on right now.
Why not? Let's put it in the photo for this week's podcast.
What a lovely idea for people to get on board with.
Guys.
Oh, what a nice gift. Lovely silk. Have I got any of their ties? I don't think I have. They're nice, aren't they? Nice shop. Always has a nice smell in it.
The lady was very helpful.
Did you go to London Bridge?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I arrived early.
Oh, Susie, if only I ever did that.
I know, right?
If only.
If only. What are you doing for your birthday, Tom?
Going for a curry, aren't I?
Tomorrow?
I was going to go for a pizza, but Mum didn't... Mum wasn't sure about the restaurant.
Oh. And then we're obviously going to get shit-faced on Saturday.
And then we have our night out on Saturday.
Where it'll be very low-key.
Just something low-key, you
just
know.
Six,
maybe
5 million
drinks.
A small dance.
A small dancing. I'm very excited about it. And I'm very excited about going out in the East.
Oh, yes.
Because I was there... The Middle East. I love to go out dancing
Gay,
in the Middle East.
Middle East.
That's where we're going. That's where Susie's taking me for my birthday.
We're going to Azerbaijan. Is that in the Middle East? No, it's not. I mean Abu Dhabi.
Azerbaijan is in, I think is nearer Russia, isn't it?
I think it might be. I'm guessing not ideal gay rights there.
I'm sensing not great for a birthday drink up.
For the quiz.
Talking of which, now
let's talk about this.
The other day, I did a gig which was not one of my favourite gigs.
No, I had quite a frantic phone call from you. It's like the kind of phone call I haven't received in quite some time.
I know, saying, like, these people, they would not stop talking. And I was really upset because, oh no, I'm doing this tie-up as I'm talking to you.
Yeah, maybe focus on the podcast just briefly.
Sorry, everyone. I guess I'd better get back to the podcast.
But it is a lovely pink paisley tie.
It is lovely, isn't it? The thing is, these people would not shut up. This group of people would not shut up at the back. And I kept sort of being funny and aggressive to them in that way that one
I can't
learns.
Imagine that, but go on.
Yes, exactly. It was a real stretch of the imagination by all accounts. And then in the end, I just resorted to going, I don't mind if you want to talk to me, but it's a bit distracting to the people around you who've got dressed up.
Very teacher.
Very. You sort of have to get like that.
A little bit
like,
teach.
Who've got dressed up, and I said, well, most of them. still keeping it light.
Keeping it light, you know, Tom.
I think if you keep talking, so can you shut up for a minute and then we can talk again? And anyway, they sort of still never managed to shut up. Anyway, afterwards, the guy there came up to me and said, oh, sorry about that. There was a bloke in who just said to us, oh, he just can't stand gay people. And he said it really like relaxed, like he can't stand gay people. He just, you know, can't be in the room
can't
with them.
In the room with
can't
them.
can't laugh at their jokes, can't laugh at gay jokes, can't stand them, just can't be around them.
And so did they kick him out?
So his friends took him home.
But they weren't like, this is against the law. The law.
That.
This is like discriminatory. This is horrendous. Fuck off, you horrible man.
Well, no, they didn't. And I said, and I was kind of like, am I going to be all right walking out? And they were like, yeah, you'll be fine. Don't worry.
I'm really scared of getting jumped after a gig. I've told you that before.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm really scared that someone's going to beat me up.
I haven't felt that for a long time. This was a gig that was quite close to my home. So it felt like all the more like...
On your turf?
On my turf. But, you know, in the sense of like, oh, just like such a Southeast London thing to happen. Like,
so how did you feel afterwards?
Well, I spoke to you and I was fine.
Well, but, I know, but I mean, for the listeners. A little bit. like, I know that you're okay now.
Well, just sort of really...
Well, since we've spoken about this, why are you bringing it up?
Just sort of really, really kind of exhausted by it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's disappointing as well. You're like, oh, that does happen.
And I was like, what, couldn't... And I was kind of, like, confused. I was like, do people still think like that?
Especially in London.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that must have been horrid.
Yeah, it was kind of an odd feeling, an odd sense of... And you're like, oh, well, of course, like... It just sort of reminded me, I suppose, of, like, the early days starting out in stand-up when I felt like there was a lot of that around.
Yeah, a lot of facility.
A lot of facility, particularly if you're newer and you're younger in a lot of environments that people are like, he's new and young. There's no space to be like, I'm new and I'm young. I don't know how this is going to go. I'm really open-minded.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't go skipping through a gig. They're like, I learned after the first 5 or 6 years that you have to be quite like... quite aggressive, quite you have to be quite domineering sometimes with those sorts of crowds.
Yeah, definitely.
So that people go, oh, I know where I've stand with this person. So you sort of learn those skills to get around that.
But yeah.
Then, I mean, I'm not excusing it. But.
No, no. And I think it's, I was telling one of our mutual friends about it, a straight friend.
What?
And they couldn't believe that it happened.
Mm.
I was like, oh yeah, like, you know, like homophobia happens at gigs sometimes.
Yeah.
And they were like, really? Well, yeah, that does happen.
In a way, I mean, this sounds really kind of, what is the word? Victim-splaining. But it's sort of, is that the right? No, that's not the right term for it. But, you know, martyrish, I suppose, with me. But I felt like, oh, it at least validates like those times when I have felt like a bit uncomfortable in a place. Or like, in those sort of like, and frankly, like in straight bars and clubs, like I've always felt a degree of like,
this isn't your place.
This isn't my place. And I could get beaten up at any moment. It does sort of make me go like, oh, well, that maybe wasn't totally unfounded.
But that's why gay bars are still so important.
Queer spaces, yeah. But I mean, I'm saying this. I don't want the listener to be like, oh my God, it's a terrible world out there. I shouldn't go out.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all.
It's a rare incident.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right, Tom. And I think it is a rare incident. And I think it's also worth noting, like, some people are pricks. Don't worry about them. It happens It happens to everyone.
And notably, like, his friends were like, oh, we're going to take him home.
Because he's clearly an idiot.
Because he's clearly an idiot. And I guess he was drunk.
And yeah, and I hope he felt quite embarrassed the next day.
I hope he... is thinking about what he's going to write in that card he's going to send me.
For your birthday. For my birthday wonder if he's going to send you a paisley tie.
I wonder. Hope, fingers crossed. But he... Yeah, sort of, I think it's a rare thing, but I think it's just like, oh. Well, that's... And I think, especially as well, like, some of the environments we might be in are where people are drunk. Mm. And it is, you know, most of the time, it's a really lovely mixture of people.
Of course,
but with that,
yeah,
every now and then, you will get somebody who's an idiot. But I think as well, like... It was also notable that it was like sort of my home turf.
Yeah, that's which the felt sort of environment. A bit more.
Yeah, well, I think Portsmouth's a bit like that, isn't it? A bit sort of that. Yeah, like, you get not a lot, but sometimes you'll get a flash of that kind of. Just
it was terrible. Yeah, there was a homophobic attack in Portsmouth a little while ago.
Yes, you said about
that. I found that in a bar that I had drank in a place that I in a road that I know.
God, yeah.
And some gay women were sort of really badly beaten up by a gang, and you're just like, oh. But again, it's really important to note that that is not.
Yeah.
The norm anymore, and it's not
yes,
like, you know, if you're a younger person
that's
listening, please don't worry.
Yeah, yeah.
There's loads of nice people.
I think
too.
It's one of those things, isn't it? Of like, oh, I don't know. I think it's testament to the times, to you know, all there is to celebrate, because it's a rare thing that we kind of have. You
yes.
know, to talk about. It's not like it's happening
every day
yeah. or something to in our experience.
And like we're saying, like it's that's what's really important, that queer spaces do still exist.
Yes, yes. And that people are like still like the fight goes on.
Absolutely, yeah. So, and I mean, oh my God, Tom, we've managed to link something. It's Pride Month.
It is. Oh,
my
what
God.
Are the chances?
What are the chances of us finding something that actually...
That's why I was born in it.
It's right, Pride Month. Yeah, yeah, well done you. Yeah. I mean, Pride isn't until next month in London.
Yeah, it's
but
not,
there
is
are,
it?
But I think it's Pride Month in America. Is that what it is? There's loads of prides happening, but that's why it's important to sort of go out.
Mm.
And I know that there are loads of straight allies that listen to our show.
There are so many straight allies
that have got in touch in the past. And so, hey guys, come to a Pride March. We love you, but we love you there.
Yes, come to
You're
a Pride
so
March.
Welcome.
And I suppose, gay pride, or as I like to call it, gay mixed emotions. But I always find it sort of an odd kind of term in a way. Like, it's nice, but I'm always like...
Well, I'm always like, I'm no more proud of having, like, brown eyes.
And they are lovely eyes, though.
Thank you. Like that deer. Oh, she had lovely eyes.
Oh, don't bring Bernard up.
Don't bring
Bernard up.
Bernard uses a female pronoun.
It's sort of... Yeah, no, I think as well, it's like... These things happen, but no, these pride events are positive because they bring people together, and it's a nice chance to see nice people to be happy. To be happy is actually hard work.
Yeah, of course.
Why do you think I'm so miserable all the time?
I don't know, Tom.
And I think that it is. It's one of those things where, like, oh, let's be upbeat about things. Let's be positive about things.
Yeah, definitely.
It's really kind.
I used to not enjoy pride. I used to find it a bit much.
A bit much.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, should call it gay a bit much.
A bit much. But I'd be like, I'd find myself with like quite a lot of emotions. I actually remember being in London with my mum.
Mm.
And I think it was maybe the year that I had come out, or maybe just before I'd come out. And it just happened to be Pride.
Oh.
I remember finding it very stressful that there were so many gay people around and I didn't really know what to do.
Mm.
But now it's obviously mum's.
Now.
Mum's down with the gays. She loves them.
She loves it. In fact, she went to a Karen Carpenter tribute act the other day.
She did.
Now, where was this on?
It was on in like a hall in Portsmouth.
Now, is your mum a big fan of the Carpenters?
She likes them, yeah.
Mm, of course, as all mums.
As all mums do.
Surely must.
As all mums do. Mum had a bit of an issue with the lady that was singing Karen Carpenter, in that she was, in mum's words, a bit big, which didn't seem right.
Well, I mean, that is an interesting angled take on the method response.
By the way, this is also not fat shaming. Before someone tweets in and says that I've said something offensive, I really haven't. I was just repeating my mother's words, and it was just me being silly. But
I didn't know there was a Karen Carpenter tribute.
Oh, I don't think she is. She did a couple of people, Mum said, and she came on and did ABBA in a bad wig. Mum was furious.
I mean, my mum's not a big fan of ABBA. She said, I've had it for 40 years. I don't want it anymore. When they bring out ABBA.
Oh, yeah. I've got very little time for ABBA now, actually.
I'm a bit like...
I'm so bored of Dancing Queen.
Oh, it's just a bit predictable, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because we know the words.
Yeah, and it's a bit like... I don't know. It's a bit go-to, isn't it? It's a bit like...
A bit obvious.
It's a bit basic.
It's a bit basic. One of my friends spelled basic with... I really enjoyed this. With an X the other day. Oh, basic. So B-A-S-I-X.
Basics. Oh, wow.
Basics. Don't be basics.
Basic City Rollers.
Which I enjoyed.
Really?
Yeah. It is in like that's if you're being basic, you can do it with an X.
And what about like one of those ones I follow on Instagram?
The Bietches.
one of those ones.
Yeah.
It says, like, stop being extra. Like, yes, they're just extra. I feel like they're trying to push on us, and I don't know if it's a thing.
Oh, I think extra is a thing.
Is it?
I think we've got friends that are extra.
Have we?
Yeah. Oversharers on Facebook. Bit extra.
Oh, that's extra. Oh, I thought extra was like...
like being too fabulous.
Yeah, being over the, a bit much, as we would say.
But I think people are being a bit much on Facebook. I think it's a different kind of bit much.
A different kind of it, extra.
You know, people that confused Facebook for therapy. You know, you're like, just call someone.
Just call somebody.
Just pay somebody. Pay someone, yeah. You can get it for like £60 an hour. Just talk to them.
Just talk to them. Don't put it on here.
Guys, I'm just putting it out there. This is how I'm feeling. It's like, oh come on. I want pictures of your cat. I don't mind the odd picture of your kid. Tell me about the gigs that you've got going on.
Not miserable articles all the time.
Oh, my God.
Don't share your miserable articles. Like, just some of them yesterday I read, and I was just like, this is not, what is this publication? What is this?
Do we trust it?
Yeah. Like, people like sharing, before the election, sharing, like, political articles from the NME.
I mean, are we trusting the NME?
Well, somebody pointed out underneath, come on, mate, they give it out free in Topshop. And...
a good point.
It is sort of true, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, stop sharing stupid things.
Now, Tom, of course, this is a political podcast.
As we all know.
As we all know.
Yes.
How are your feelings about the election?
Well, I stayed up. I got in.
Yeah.
And I put the television on. I thought, I'll just see how it's going.
Oh, we were texting, weren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got each other's number.
Yeah, guys. Susie was having a party with her flatmate.
Just the two of us.
And
an election
I was
party.
Talking about the dips on offer.
Yeah, we had hummus, salsa, and an aubergine one.
Baba ganoush is usually the aubergine one.
Do you mind?
Do you mind?
What did you call me?
What did you just say? And I ended up staying up till 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't often talk directly about party politics, but I was...
I think it's an exciting time for politics.
I think it's an interesting time. And personally, I was glad to see things becoming a bit more moderate.
There we go. That's Tom on politics.
Yeah. What were your thoughts, Susie?
My thoughts were, yay, young people have gone out and voted.
Yeah, I did think that too.
Yay.
Yeah.
I think things seem a bit fairer. I don't want the whole of the government to be run by people that have all been privately educated. I would
Indeed.
Like it to be a bit more mixed. I would like to see people that come from all kinds of backgrounds having a voice in how our country moves forward.
That's a very good attitude.
And I think that it's really shaken things up, and I think it's potentially made the Conservative Party not rest on their laurels, and I'm not sure what's going to happen next, but I think that it means that there's going to be a shift. And I also think that it's made people realise that they have a voice.
Yes. And
by
I think
people going
well,
out and voting and it making such a change. I think if there had been a huge Conservative landslide, a lot of those young people that would have gone out and voted would have been like, oh,
what's
well, it doesn't matter.
What's
it doesn't
point?
Matter.
Yeah. As a left-leaning voter, I was just pleased to see that... that people had sort of gone, actually, it's not enough to just ignore us, to just go. I felt like there was a voice of going, you can't just feed us misery and gloom.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't ask for this in a way. A lot of us didn't ask for the position that we find ourselves and or do anything towards it, particularly very young people who certainly weren't responsible for an international banking crisis 9 years ago.
No.
So I think, you
know.
The
majority of them would have, like, still been at school. Not even known... you know, who the Lehman Brothers are.
Yeah, but they had some great records.
They really did.
And they...
Like the Doobie Brothers.
And so I think that there's, like you say, I think there's something very positive about people going, oh, actually, that's not enough. You need to do more for us. And I hope that that continues. I mean, some articles have been very sort of still very... well, I don't know, just all... there's a lot of kind of... articles shared, and I think some of them are better than others.
Yeah, it's a bit much, isn't it? Yeah.
It's
now,
a bit extra.
That's the first thing that I want to talk to you about.
Okay,
the
fine.
The second big subject.
Mm.
Bake Off's about to start again.
I know.
Toxvig, Noel Fielding.
Great news.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
I'm sad to be missing Mel and Sue, but
well, I'm sure we'll be seeing Mel and Sue on our screen soon.
I love the Bake Off. I'm very excited for the Bake Off to start again. Do you watch it?
Yes, I do. Is it starting imminently? It's not imminent, but it's September, isn't it?
No, it's over Edinburgh.
Oh, is it?
That's how I know. Yeah.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, it does start then, doesn't it?
I think it starts in July.
Really?
I think it does.
It is sort of the time of the year for marquees and baking and such.
Exactly. And that's why I would like to finish today by saying, if you're having a party, do invite us. No.
Oh, isn't there something lovely about cakes?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I want? It's one of those rainbow cakes people go on about.
Oh, I can get you a slice of that.
Where? What is it? Is it just sponge?
It's in Hummingbird Cafe.
That's a bit of a basic place, isn't it?
I don't know. If they want to send us some free cake, that's fine. I'm willing to eat it.
That's true. I mean, I always moan about cupcakes, and then I'm like, I do really like them.
Yeah, they're delicious. What's not to love?
It's mainly butter.
Should we? We've got two tour dates left. Should we do a little pluggity-pluggity?
Yes. If you're in the West Country, do come and see us. We're in Ivy Bridge and then Great Torrington.
Yeah, so that's on the... So Great Torrington's on the 23rd, Friday, and Ivy Bridge is on the 24th. Saturday.
Of June,
sorry, yeah, make it a bit clearer.
Both of June. And, yeah, so it's in the West Country, so if you have a tattoo that says, nah,
Tasha,
we'll know who you are. Please come.
And should we plug our Edinburgh shows? Seems sensible, doesn't it?
Yes, do come along. Susie, your show is on at 9:45 at the Pleasance Courtyard.
Yes, and it's called Keeping It Classy.
Keeping It Classy. And mine is on at 8 p.m. at the Pleasance Courtyard, and it's called Absolutely.
Absolutely. Buy tickets. As ever, you can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're all over all the
Facebook.
Shit.
We love to be emailed. Chat to likemindedfriends at gmail.com.
Yes. And we got a lovely email this week.
Oh, yes.
And did. I can tell you his first name. That's fine, isn't it?
Bernard.
No.
It's been a bit of a tough week.
A lovely young man called Jeff got in touch to let us know that he'd come out and that his family had taken it really well and that he enjoys the podcast and that we'd sort of...
Jeff.
That he'd really enjoyed listening to us in the last couple of months. So, hello, Jeff. Well done, you.
Well done.
And thank you so much for getting in touch.
Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. We are always happy to be...
to be...
the sparkling role models that we are.
Yeah.
And
let's go and get shit-faced. Okay.
No, let's go and get drunk. No, have a great week and we'll see you next week
on Like-Minded Friends. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.